AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump has hit back at Iran, not with military strikes, but with stiffer economic sanctions.
The sanctions go all the way to the top, targeting Iran's supreme leader and his associates by squeezing their finances.
The supreme leader of Iran is one who ultimately is responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime.
The president says the sanctions will hit hard in response to what he calls aggressive actions by Iran, including the shootdown of an American drone.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint, and that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The bodies of a woman, two babies, and a toddler have been found dead at the U.S.-Mexico border. Officials say they succumbed to the high heat. Meanwhile, it appears that some migrant children being held in questionable conditions in Texas are in a better facility today. Our Ben Thomas reports.
Attorneys who visited last week told the AP they saw 15 children sick with the flu, a four-year-old who'd gone days without bathing, and others hungry and inconsolable. But a Customs and Border Protection official tells the office of Congresswoman Veronica Escobar there are now just 30 children at the facility. Some were sent to another facility equipped with air conditioning, showers, and medical facilities.
Police in San Jose, California say a gunman apparently shot four people last night and then himself, prompting an hours-long standoff. Police who didn't know if anyone was alive. Several people did stream out of the home later, but two died at the hospital. There's flooding in southern Missouri. Heavy rains hit Newton and McDonald counties last night, forcing evacuations. JetBlue Airways is asking a judge to block Walmart from calling its new personal shopping service JetBlack. The airline says it infringes on its trademarks and also says Walmart is also looking at Jet Gold and Silver. This is AP Radio News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and progressive Democrats in the House are rolling out legislation to cancel student debt and provide free tuition to millions.
Our proposal, which costs $2.2 trillion over 10 years, will be fully paid for by a tax on Wall Street speculation, similar to what exists in dozens of countries around the world.
There's a recall on ready-to-eat frozen Andouille sausage. They may be contaminated with metal shards. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is announcing the sausages come from San Giuseppe Salami Company. They were produced on May 19th. A wildfire is burning in the Florida Everglades, a smoky ride home along Alligator Alley I-75. Lightning started the fire, which has now burned more than 17,000 acres. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.